Do you think there will be election interference then in 24?
Take it to the bank. They will absolutely interfere in 2024. We're not sure how, but they will absolutely interfere, not only because they're not going to like whoever the Republican candidate is, but because they're going to protect their own hides. That's why they were talking to their own people, and the whistleblowers have brought this up, that they were told, don't put anything on paper, just tell us orally. They knew that they were doing stuff wrong. They knew that they were going to be liable for prosecution.
This is our country. These are our agencies. These are our universities. These are our systems. All we've got to do is recognize the New World Order, remove the corrupt cabals from the top, and not have a civil war. So a lot of people are like, Alex is being a wimp. He's kissing the system's ass. He doesn't want to burn it all down. It's the left that wants to burn it all down, ladies and gentlemen. They're the ones that want to destroy the infrastructure while they use it to gain power and control. That's the you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll be happy. That's this socialist singularity that Karl Marx talked about that the big banks are financing. It's a system of total slavery. Well, they're ultra rich and we're all slaves. Communism is the ultimate line. And welcome back to this live Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I want to play a very important clip of K.T. McFarland, a former deputy national security advisor who was on Fox News, laying out the truth, saying the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA will rig the 2024 U.S. presidential election following their success in rigging the 2016-2020 election because they won't allow any candidate to win that would hold them accountable. There's also an interview with a congressman on Infowars.com right now, and I'll get to that later, where the congressman says on national TV, look, the Justice Department doesn't respect us. They don't care how many crimes they commit. We've had a coup. We are ruled by the Justice Department in an alliance with the Democratic Party and the big corporations that finance them. And that's just the truth. Now, I've been saying that for decades, but now it's out in the open. And that's the good news. It'd be very hard for these criminals to govern us and rule over us when they're financing the drugs, the open borders, the child kidnapping, the pedophilia. All the corruption is coming from the top, and the Justice Department is there at the top to protect it. And they think they're going to get away with this? They're not. Again, there are so many high-level federal judges and high-level Border Patrol and high-level agency people that hate this and know it's wrong and know it's pure evil, and they're speaking out, and there's whistleblowers. So that's why I keep saying the government is not our enemy. It's fashionable to say, oh, you know, let's arrest all the FBI and put them all in jail, or let's abolish the FBI, and that will probably need to be done. But the key here is that we have to prosecute the globalist crime cabal that's at the top. And you're talking about a couple hundred people in the federal government, a couple thousand managers globally, because it's the same system worldwide, but they've taken over. We're talking about maybe 3,000 managers and a couple hundred controllers. And by the way, I don't just say this. Henry Kissinger co-wrote a book or contributed to a book with the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, now about 15 years ago, called Superclass. And I've read other books they've written as well. And they say it's about 3,000 people worldwide that are the main manager class that run it all. And so it's those guys. I mean, they're the globalists. So look, if somebody took over your house, you just have the police come remove them. You don't burn down your house because somebody moved into it and is squatting in it. That's the same thing. This is our country. These are our agencies. These are our universities. These are our systems. All we've got to do is recognize the New World Order, remove the corrupt cabals from the top, and not have a civil war. So a lot of people are like, Alex is being a wimp. He's kissing the system's ass. He doesn't want to burn it all down. It's the left that wants to burn it all down, ladies and gentlemen. They're the ones that want to destroy the infrastructure while they use it to gain power and control. That's the you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll be happy. That's this socialist singularity that Karl Marx talked about that the big banks are financing. It's a system of total slavery. Well, they're ultra rich and we're all slaves. Communism is the ultimate lie. Next hour, we're going to hear a very, very powerful, or excerpts very, very powerful, 30-minute speech that was given to the EU Parliament recently that we're also posting to Infowars.com. But first, let's go to this clip where she says, we now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election when they failed to elect Hillary Clinton. They set out to destroy the Trump administration. And then she goes through what happened over the last 7 years and now what they're about to do again. This is really, really important. Share this clip. It's on InfoWars.com. And understand, recognizing we live under a coup, recognizing that our government's been occupied by globalist operatives, and recognizing that they're not our government, that they're illegitimate, is the beginning of the end for these people. We can fix this peacefully with political and cultural awakening, with boycotts, with lawsuits, and with civil disobedience. But violence is their only hope. That's why violence is not the answer. We've got to decry violence. That's offensive violence. You know what Obi-Wan Kenobi says, and it's certainly true because they wrote the script based on things in history. We have to use the force for knowledge and defense, never for attack. Those that shoot first lose. In fact, if they can trick us into a shooting war, even if they start it, it's going to go from bad to worse. The globalists are counting on bringing down society. That's why they're funding Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the rest of it. That's why I keep harping on information war and the truth. And realizing the government's not our enemy. It's been hijacked. It's too big. It's got to be reformed. It's out of control. But we do not want to be part of the cloud and pivot collapse strategy. Now, here's the key clip.
We now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election. And then when they failed to get their candidate elected, Hillary Clinton, then they just set out to destroy the Trump administration. So then go back and go up to 2020. It was the CIA this time that got involved in the 2020 election with those 51 former intel agents who talked about the Hunter Biden laptop as total Russian disinformation. Mm. So they've gotten away with it for two elections. They're for sure going to get away with it, try to get away with it in 24, right? Because there's no consequence. The difference is in 2024, the evidence is there. We now have the Durham investigation. We have all the congressional investigations. There is now hard evidence that there was election interference by the U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. They've got to be terrified. Those individuals have to be terrified that a Republican president comes in the 2024 election with a Republican attorney general, investigates them and charges them all with the crimes they've committed over the last 8 years.
Well, we'll see about that. You're right. There are questions around these elections because of this interference. Do you think there will be election interference then in 24?
Take it to the bank. They will absolutely interfere in 2024. We're not sure how, but they will absolutely interfere, not only because they're not going to like whoever the Republican candidate is, but because they're going to protect their own hides. That's why they were talking to their own people, and the whistleblowers have brought this up, that they were told, don't put anything on paper, just tell us orally. They knew that they were doing stuff wrong. They knew that they were going to be liable for prosecution.
Yeah, it's too bad. I wish the media were more curious about all of this. Unfortunately, the media takes the narrative of the Democrat Party and runs with it and then tries to cancel anybody who's not on board.
Well, they're in the same position. They can't possibly admit they were wrong because that sort of undercuts their whole reason for being. So they're going to continue to have the fake narrative and they're going to continue to cover up and pretend that nothing bad went on. I mean, they're all in it together. This is what the terrible thing is. These people are selling the country. They're just selling us out, not only to foreign leaders, but they're interfering in our elections. They're tearing up the Constitution. Why? Because they want to protect their jobs. They want to protect their ratings. It just is. I never thought I would be this upset about how anybody in the government was performing, but this is just a gut punch to the American people.
It really is, and it's because you're a patriot. You don't want to see this kind of injustice. I agree with you. KT, it's good to see you. Thank you.
So when will justice be served is the ultimate question here. When will justice be served? There are innocent men and women sitting in prisons right now because of political persecution of the Democrat Party, when the real criminals at the top of the Democrat Party, like Barack Obama and Joe Biden, are yet free, continuing to run their operations against the American people. Truly a grave and dangerous injustice. And the sooner that gets corrected, the sooner we can get this country back on track. Now, we are going to be hearing again from Alex coming up in the next hour, getting into the speech about how the new trans religion, trans movement is just like a communist, Marxist, Maoism, Leninism tactic. And of course, and that's why they want to remove the Bible and the cross and the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance from the schools. And they want to replace it with pornography books and pride flags and gay flags and everything else under the sun that is unnatural and inappropriate for children. So, don't go anywhere as more breaking news from Alex coming up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, us being on air is still an important thing because we can move the narrative and we can push the Overton window with this platform, with this audience, with the impact and the influence that we have here. That's all of us together. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes that possible. Folks, if you're not filtering your water, I can't recommend it enough. We've got great supplements. I take the supplements. I love the supplements. You need Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X3, 25% off. But let me just tell you, if you're not filtering your water right now, you're crazy, okay? You're crazy. There's all kinds of crap that they're putting in the water. There's all kinds of crap that they're finding in the water, from microplastics to lead to glyphosate, not to mention the neurotoxin, fluoride that they put in there intentionally, your loving government. So please, please filter your water. Have a water filter at your house. Drink the clean water. And by the way, if you're drinking bottled water, this is going to save you money in the long run because it's going to give you much more clean water to drink without having to purchase all those hundreds of bottles. InfoWarsStore.com, we have the best water filters at the best price. We did the research and delivered it to you. So get your water filter today, InfoWarsStore.com, and support the InfoWar.
Lately you've been showing all the signs.
All right, we're going right back to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I just want to say this again. We have millions of viewers and listeners. You're amazing. You spread the word. It's incredible. But you really are the power of this broadcast. If you don't take action, the dog doesn't die. And separately, we have great products, water filtration, air filtration, that are the highest quality, highest rated for the lowest price you're going to find. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements like X3, the very best iodine, the missing link. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities in the world because they don't have iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine. The government's lowered the daily allowance that you're supposedly going to have. It is the thing that energizes your brain, your cells, and so much more. X3 back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have the ultimate krill oil, the fish oil, highest quality there. So good for your brain, your body, your heart. It's incredible. We have 10-hour clean energy, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, discounted, all at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, get a great reset in the War of the World, my book, either signed or unsigned. Get a film, get a t-shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. We have other great products there like the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood to clean that out. God has given us so many great compounds. We have the highest quality CBD oil at more than half off what any competitors sell. The same 1,000-milligram systems for. So CBD oil, whatever it is you need, InfoWarsStore.com. We have turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. It's the same from a different manufacturer, the same thing as bodies. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A very small percentage of you ever go to the store, ever buy anything. You really need these products. You're missing out. Plus, we need to stay on air. That's a win-win. The only way we lose is you not taking action. So make the commitment in the fight to try these great products out. For those of you on the fence, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for your support and salute you.
If you're thinking you want a stranger,